Fight, flight, or freeze. How many have heard this alliterative trilogy of words before? If you were in the first service, that's cheating. Just kidding. Or maybe you've heard the first two go together a lot. Fight or flight, that's pretty common. Where do these common combos come from and what are they referring to? Fight, flight, or freeze are the three primary reactions we have when we experience trauma. They are our body's primal instincts for protecting ourselves. They generate from the base of our brains at our most primitive animal cells so that we can survive what has ruptured our sense of physical and/or emotional safety. Now, I want to emphasize here the truth that fight, flight, or freeze in times of trauma or rupture are good things. They are natural things. They are our body's baked-in mechanisms for saving us, whether we're accustomed to working through adversity or whether we have undeveloped muscles for growing through tough times. Whatever levels of resilience and wisdom we have for processing traumas or hard challenges, we all have fight, flight, or freeze hardwired into us as the reaction that will probably take over when we're in the burning building, so to speak. Trauma, I have some cough drops if anyone needs to. It's going around. Trauma is a rupture in our sense of expected routine or safety. It doesn't have to be something as seismic as a car crash or a mugging or the sudden death of a loved one, though it is also very much those things. It can also be the extreme emotional stress that comes from things not going the way we expect them to, especially in life circumstances that we think exist to provide us with security and safety. Places like the home and a trauma like finding out someone's been unfaithful. Places like our job where we might find out we're not getting an expected promotion, or maybe we've got demoted. Places like the church. 1 year ago, Rincon UCC's settled pastor chose to resign, effective immediately. And now, whatever anyone's understandings or preferences regarding the work and approach and process of the previous pastor, this decision hit the entire community as a big rupture, a trauma, in large part because it happened so abruptly, or seemed to. It disordered and made chaotic the perceived and expected order of things. The linear seeming safety of doing church life. And sure enough, the major responses fell into those big three that happen when our safety is ruptured and our routine becomes dramatically stressed. Fight, flight, or freeze. Fight. Some got angry and lashed out and lashed back at perceived perpetrators of the trauma, be it church leadership here or at the regional level. Fight finds an outlet to take aggression it feels was done to us in the rupture and channel it elsewhere, sometimes angrily, sometimes through a new expenditure of effort that can help us distract ourselves. Flight. Some left the church. It's pretty self-explanatory. And maybe they were looking for a reason to flee, and the rupture catalyzed it. And freeze. Many found themselves tensed up, frozen. You know, it's kind of the natural biological instinct, the kind of fetal position. We curl up unsure of what's going to come next or who is going to lead it, looking around for the hand out of the burning building. Now, let me stress again, fight, flight, or freeze are the very natural, organic reactions to unexpected ruptures. They are the expected response. They are good. They are how we survive. What's not good, what our bodies can't handle, individually or collectively, are sustained trauma responses. Sustained fight, flight, or freeze mode. We can't handle the adrenaline or energy expenditure that comes with constantly basically living outside the edges of our skin to protect what's inside it. The organs get overtaxed and begin to shut down. And then the body itself starts to shut down. So while fight, flight, or freeze in reaction to traumatic ruptures are responses meant to instinctively save us, they are still reactive responses. Which is why it's vitally important regularly to check in on how our body is doing. Where are we still in maybe reactive flight mode, or reactive fight mode, or reactive freeze mode? A year after our church body experienced a rupture, where are we individually and together in our reaction to life as it's lived here? Is everything that seems like it's wrong or not to our liking a threat? What still triggers a lashing out right now? Perhaps it's a deeper, longer ago thing where church hurt or threatened or broke us. Churches do this a lot to people. A lot of people find safety in places like Rincon because other places were not safe. What still feels frozen, perhaps? What's stuck individually, collectively? Because I'm here to say 1 year later, it will be and is a detriment as we carry ourselves forward in this new year. It will be and is a detriment to our collective health if there are ways we are still fighting, flighting, or freezing related to that rupture that are impacting the work of the whole. It's okay to still be working through that, and there are resources for that for us as individuals. And I'm here to say that staying frozen definitely isn't an option this year, and I'm not saying we are. There might be times when we take a step back, though, because healing from trauma and rupture isn't ever linear. It's kind of conical. We're on a journey, and our challenge is to always be taking steps forward. Ultimately, the way to health and greater resilience in the face of what life might throw at us is to build up muscles to proactively grow our strength and resilience. Resilience. Resilience is the capability of a strained body to recover its size and shape after deformation caused especially by compressive stress. Resilience is the ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Because change and traumas and ruptures are a part of life, large and small. Resilience is the musculature, the infrastructure, the bonding glue that we can develop always, ongoing. It's the ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Rincon is resilient. Know this about yourselves. through the bridge pastor last year and a summer where you pastored yourselves and doing a whole lot of mission work in the process. And now this is a testament to resilience. Resilience also builds when we acknowledge it, when we locate the strength within ourselves and remind ourselves of what is good and true about ourselves. Our brains actually light up. Those pathways are strengthened, those avenues of myelin. Our own Katie Guerin at our retreat yesterday, the church leadership, the council had a retreat, our first in several years. That itself is probably resilience building. Having leadership get together to hang out in the sun all day. But our own Katie Guerin brought this up when I was teasing out some of these themes. And she goes, I've been here for 17 years. And all told, that's included 10 different pastors. A lot of those are interims. I think there's only 3 settled in there. But that's resilience. You could read it another way. And that's what the interim time is for. Working through all the ways we can read that. But her point is very well taken. Rincon is here. You are here. Interested in telling a story. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Because I understand where people would feel frozen and unsure of what comes next. You know, I've been here since August, and that took some microscoping, I know. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The way out of stuckness, of being frozen in the face of fear, that things might disrupt at any moment, the way out of freeze is actually fight. Did you know that? But not the lashing out kind, not the reactive kind, the sustained good kind of anger kind, the I'm bigger and stronger than this and I may not believe it a lot right now, but I know I've got to fight to get back to normal, to get resilient. So here goes, let's try something. I can't do it alone, that kind of fight. It oftentimes, the instinctive fight that comes right after a trauma comes from a place of feeling very alone. That's a different kind. That's the kind that fights from feeling cornered or scared or bitter or abandoned. No, the fight out of freeze is resilience building. It's a gymnasium for the soul, individually and collectively. Talking about these two kinds of fight modes, fight clubs, brings us back to Jesus' words on anger in today's scripture. Anger is a natural human emotion. It's a natural human response to many things, including and especially injustice and unfairness. If you've heard any sermon of mine before, white people, white identifying people could stand to get a whole lot angrier about what's going on. Nationally, politically, and so on. So, but do not feel shame or guilt for being angry, necessarily. The question we are challenged with is, where is our anger coming from, and what are we going to do with it? Jesus is talking about the kind of cornered anger in today's reading, talking about the kind of cornered anger that makes us feel like it's us against the world, and that rather than air it out, we choose to nurse it in a dark corner where it festers until it becomes the way we react to the world and others. The way we react out of distrust, malice, and fear. This kind of anger that leads to alienation from others. And then soul murder of others and even body murder. That's what Jesus means. Because Jesus knows that anger and insults are a normal part of our human condition, he challenges and encourages us to do the healthy things with them, the resilient building things with them. Air them out. Channel that frustration. But do it with a posture towards resolution, towards life-giving love, towards hope and trust. Posture towards resolution leads to resiliency. And the more we realize we can do this together, the more we do this, the stronger our trust grows that we are in control of the soul food that sustains us. And the trust grows in those people in our lives who are invested in the same soul food. What am I saying? I'm saying that when we trust that we can air things out healthily with each other, with our human siblings, and try it out and feel closer with those people, the fight, flight, or freeze mechanisms that have been protecting us realize they can decrease the pressure a little bit. Take a little breather. It's okay. Some other systems are online now that are going to help walk us with. Take a break, adrenaline. Take a break, lashing out. That's the resilience building. Jesus is prescribing the kind of fight that leads us out of freeze. The hard yet life-giving conversations that channel our anger, fear, confusion, and pain in healthy ways to right and reorder ways of living together in communal trust, so that the next time our trust gets frayed or threatened or disruption comes, we have the muscles to not be as ruptured ourselves. We can pause, breathe, and glance around even and name what's going on. We can orient ourselves. These are actually ways of, for folks who have been traumatized when they're triggered, to find balance and breath. Okay, I'm here. Everyone's looking at me. There are the pews. Okay. No one's saying anything. I guess I should say something. Great. We can pause, breathe, and glance around even. We can name what's happening. With this resilience, we can run towards the burning building or the car crash or the white supremacist rally, holding each other, conscious of where our bodies are. And get this, sometimes nurturing resilience is doing a check-in and a body scan and realizing how much strength and resilience you already have. That in fact, life isn't happening to you. If you could just pause, look around, reach out, find a hand to squeeze yours back. If you breathe, as I mentioned, Rincon, the church, this body has some resilience baked in, not just those normal and expected trauma reactions. And you showed it. You're showing it now. And my hope and prayer is that in 2020, you're finding yourselves heard and that those little pathways of light, whatever age or experience or identity you bring into here, are starting to appear brighter and brighter and feeling like they can weave together with those around you, and that we will drive them forward together, fighting our way out of freeze in healthy ways, resilient ways, come what may. Do you feel unresolved anger, like lashing out, assuming the worst intentions when things pinprick? Do you feel frozen? Do you want to give up and leave relationships, circumstances in your life, church, when things threaten to not go the right way? Do you feel resilient? Do you want to? All of these reactions and feelings and questions are understandable. Our question is what we're going to do with them together in 2020. My vote, always going to drop his endorsement. Actually, that's illegal. My vote is resilience building 2020. We're going to need all of us. Amen? Yeah. Amen.